On tonight's program, I have the great pleasure of having someone who actually spoke at the Big Long Island Million Pound Challenge just last Thursday. And he's a board-certified nutritionist, and he exactly discussed what I'm talking about, that it's more than just exercise and diet for you to lose weight. But we're going to focus also on how we get our immune system to turn against us and then create a lot of the autoimmune sicknesses and diseases, which result, many of them, in death. So we're going to address a lot of very interesting things with this author, one a very powerful physician right here on Long Island from Great Neck. It is my great pleasure to have on Health Media Live, Dr. Joseph DeBay. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you. That was a great introduction.
Well, thank you very much. Dr. DeBay, look, there are a couple of things I want to discuss with you. First of all, you spoke about weight loss and obesity and how we can get our metabolism to function at a higher level, because we do so many things from year to destroy it, then it becomes so dysfunctional in later life. I met a girl today who is actually a branch manager in my bank. Beautiful girl, young. I mean, she must be, she's under 30. And I walked into her office, and on her desk, she had a big Coca-Cola. She had one of those caffeinated the Red Bull drinks, and she had a cup of coffee. And then she had some you know, some other food on her table. This is what this person is drinking, and I don't think she is an aberration. This is what our society is living on. All of these drinks that are destroying our health and our wellness by making us obese and destroying our metabolism. So let's begin with that. Let's talk a little bit just in the beginning about fat and our metabolism, if you would.
Okay. The other night at talk on weight loss that you were so nice to invite me to, I discussed soft drinks and the fact that a double gulp, a monstrous soda, contains the equivalent of 37.5 teaspoons of sugar. In a healthy state, a human being has about 1.5 teaspoons of sugar circulating in their entire bloodstream. So if you drink a soda with 37.5 teaspoons of sugar that's quickly absorbed, that's a disaster for your endocrine system. Your pancreas has to pump out a huge amount of insulin to get all that sugar out of your blood and into your cells. And when this is done on a repetitive basis over and over again, it contributes to obesity and pretty much all the degenerative diseases. Insulin plays a vital role in the body, but when you have too much insulin, it causes problems. Insulin is a fat-building hormone. It interferes with the burning of fat. It increases inflammation. It increases blood clotting. It's a growth promoter, so it will increase the growth of various types of tumors. So one of the things that's important for increasing your metabolism is to take steps through diet and lifestyle to keep your blood sugar level. Keep your blood sugar level, and then your hormones that control your blood sugar, in turn, will remain stable. And that will allow your body access to fat as an energy source rather than causing your body to burn sugar and store fat.
Now, let's focus a little bit on allergies. I think a large portion of society is dealing with some kind of an allergic reaction to something in the environment, and there are reasons for that. And one of the things you say, and you're going to talk about this in more detail at the Naval Expo, at your lecture there, is that autoimmune disease affects about 72 million Americans, causing conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, thyroiditis, multiple sclerosis, and is the third leading cause of death.
Right.
So it's a serious topic. What goes wrong in our bodies that we develop these allergies to ourselves?
That's a great question. So when the immune system is functioning properly, it protects us against foreign invaders like bacteria. It stops us from contracting a bacterial infection. And when our cells begin to get transformed towards a cancerous cell, the immune system also attacks those cells. When the immune system attacks something that's harmless, like responds to pollen in the air, that's an allergy. When the immune system attacks our own tissue, that's autoimmunity and contributes to problems for many millions of Americans, as you just said. One of the things that seems to contribute to autoimmunity is a change in us. If we use war as a metaphor, classically in war, two armies wear different uniforms. If we think of the Civil War, we had the Union in blue uniforms, the Confederacy in gray uniforms. So each side knew who the enemy was. And so it is with the immune system. The immune system cells circulate in our bloodstream and patrol our tissues and look for foreign invaders, soldiers wearing a different uniform, so to speak. Our own tissues wear the right uniform that our immune systems recognize as friendly. And when things are functioning properly, the immune system does not attack our own tissues. But something, actually multiple things, can cause our tissues to change, and then the uniform has a different appearance, so to speak. One of the things that causes our tissues to change is toxicity. Environmental toxins can interact with our tissues and change the physical structure of proteins and our DNA, our very genetic code. And when our tissue becomes altered, then the immune system no longer recognizes our tissue as us, and it attacks. So things that cause our tissues to become altered are one important factor in initiating autoimmunity.
So you we're surrounded by all of this toxicity at this point. I don't think in our society we can get away from it. Everything from car fumes to leakage into the water from gasoline storage tanks, from the PCBs, from the different companies that leach different chemicals into our water, the dichloroethylene, the bisphenol A's in our plastic bottles, the new car smell that we inhale.
Yeah.
You know, we're just surrounded by this stuff, and there's no way, I don't think, we can actually get away from it. But how do we protect our health and ourselves and our family from this environmental barrage that we're exposed to on a daily basis? And that, you know, even 100 years ago, our great-grandparents weren't affected anywhere close to the amount of toxicity that we have to put up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the toxins that we're being exposed to today just simply did not exist on the planet 100 years ago. And in addition to the environmental toxins that you were naming, things like artificial dyes in food have been associated with autoimmunity. And medications may contribute to autoimmunity, including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So you need to live a healthy lifestyle, minimize your use of medications, eat whole food that doesn't have synthetic ingredients, choose organic food to minimize your intake of pesticides and heavy metals, and limit your alcohol intake, use a water filtration system. I recommend a whole house filter, so all the water you're consuming and bathing in is free of chlorine. And
I think that's mandatory. I put one in my house years ago, and it is the best thing I did for myself and my family. It's beautiful. It's in my basement, and I have it in front, right next to my television set. It's just the most beautiful thing. The water filtration system for the house. And since I got mine, most of my friends got water filtration system for their house and their children. And you have to be the first person in your flow of influence to do this for yourself, and then encourage other people to do it, because it's mandatory. In our environment on Long Island, with the cancer rates and the breast cancer rates and all of this nonsense that we're dealing with, not to have a water filtration system in your house, you are just setting yourself up for a big health fall. Don't do it. Get yourself a health get yourself a water filtration system. It's mandatory. Mandatory.
I agree. I have one as well, and I transport my water to work in a glass bottle, so the water's not being contaminated with plastic. And over time, it'll save you money. You'll save on bottled water. It's a great investment. To deal with toxicity in general terms, it's important that people have good nutrition. I like to personalize the nutrition based on sophisticated laboratory testing to see what each individual is in need of. Your body needs nutrients to run the detoxification enzymes that allow you to excrete the toxins that are stored in your body. At the talk last week, I mentioned the fact that when people go on weight loss programs, an unwitting source of toxicity they often suffer is due to the weight loss process, because fat-soluble toxins are stored in fat. And as you're losing weight, as you're breaking down fat, those toxins are being released into your bloodstream. And your body has to cope with that toxic burden. And if it doesn't have the proper nutrition to run the detoxification enzymes, then those toxins don't get excreted. And studies have found that people can have a poisoning of their thyroid hormones, resulting in reduced metabolic rate from pesticides that are released from their body fat when they go on a weight loss program.
So the average person consumes something like a gallon of pesticides each and every year from non-organic fruits, vegetables, and other sources. And all of this stuff bioaccumulates in our fat cells.
Yes.
And when somebody begins a diet, most people, the way they diet is once they can't fit into the next size that they went up to, they stop eating on some level. And this dieting produces short-term results because it releases all of this chemicals back into the bloodstream and then suppresses our metabolism from actually doing what it's supposed to do. So before we were so toxic, when we were younger, we were able to, you know, get on that kind of a diet and lose weight. But now it's becoming more and more difficult, and our results are more or less frustrating.
Yes, and the toxicity issue is probably one reason why people hit plateaus when they go on weight loss programs. One thing that influences the degree of toxicity is age. So the longer you live, the more you'll accumulate certain toxins. That's one factor. So as we get older, it's more difficult to cope with.
Now, I just want to say that, first of all, you're in great shape. You're also a weightlifter when you were younger.
Yeah.
And you're someone that actually lives a lot of the things. That's what I like about our doctors, the ones that speak at the Naval Expo and participate with us. They actually live what they preach. They are the embodiment of the lifestyle of health, wellness, and fitness. And it's not even a healthy lifestyle anymore. It is just a lifestyle if you want to live.
Yeah.
It's like it's a survival lifestyle.
Yeah, that's right.
Because our grandparents never had to do any of this stuff. They were living a healthy lifestyle, just doing the things they were doing, eating what was meat, but it was organic meat, vegetables that weren't sprayed with pesticides vegetables, so organic vegetables. Today, just to survive, you have to start getting a lot more intelligent about what you do on a daily basis and what you allow to go into your body, what you eat and what you put on your skin and all of these things, because it's a different world.
Absolutely. And oftentimes, changing the diet and exercising isn't enough. You know, sometimes we need to do specialized testing to look into the individual's physiology to see what things are not working properly and take steps through natural means to get the body to work the way it was intended.
All right, so we want to fix the immune system. We want to lose weight. What are some of the approaches that we can take today if we decide never to go see a doctor, which I think is just impossible at this point? It's impossible for somebody to get in shape if they're doing it on their own. There are a lot of great minds that are manipulating the thought process and the chemistry of the average American person, and it becomes impossible for us that aren't involved in this kind of science to be able to reverse it, because we are driven by underlying subconscious technology to get us to do the things that they want us to do, and we don't understand why even we're doing it. So we have to get a doctor on our side, a scientist on our side, that's going to help us through this road into a land of health, wellness, optimal fitness. It just has to be that way.
Right. And even with my experience, I'm often surprised what I find when I evaluate people. You know, when a person presents to me with a certain condition and certain signs and symptoms, I think I'm going to find a particular thing when I do laboratory testing, then I'm surprised to find that their problem is totally something else. Two people can have the same symptoms, the same disease, and the causes can be entirely different. And then you could have two people with the same environmental burden, you know, let's say an exposure to mercury, and it can manifest in different ways. So we really need a personalized approach to see what's best for each individual. In general terms, what people can do, though, is, of course, eat organic, eat whole foods, exercise, get adequate rest. I spoke at the weight loss seminar about the influence of inadequate sleep in increasing hunger. And, of course, if you're hungry, it's more difficult to make the right food choices. Stress reduction is important. You know, if stress is a factor, that there are many different natural techniques to try to control stress. So those are some things that anybody can do, make healthier food choices. Now, when it comes to autoimmunity, one factor that's very common is excessive inflammation. And there are a number of things that contribute to inflammation. One is the type of fat that we eat. When somebody takes a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, aspirin or Motrin, those types of medications, the way they work is they inhibit the production of a biochemical in the body that produces inflammation. And that biochemical is made from a fatty acid called arachidonic acid. Arachidonic acid is found in food. It's found in beef, lamb, pork, dairy, egg yolks, shellfish. So if a person is eating a lot of those foods, they have a lot of pro-inflammatory chemical in their body. Eating those foods is to inflammation like gasoline is to fire. So one thing you can do to reduce inflammation, which is good for autoimmune conditions, is to reduce your intake of those foods. Now, you and I discussed eggs, and I feel eggs are one of the healthiest foods overall. They have just a great nutrient profile. They're packed with nutrition. So I'm a little bit reluctant to have people entirely cut out eggs. But first I would cut out the other pro-inflammatory foods. And then sugar is a major inflammatory factor. Refined carbohydrates, sweets, candies, white flour products, that contributes to a lot of inflammation and unwellness, mental, emotional unwellness included. So it's in everyone's best interest to limit their intake of those types of foods. And when you do so, it's easier to stick to a good eating program. You have less cravings. You're more satisfied with natural food when you eat that way.
Very good. Well, we spoke a little bit about water, but I don't think this conversation is complete because, sometimes we need to drink bottled water. And if you're going to drink bottled water, I think the best water on the market is Mountain Valley spring water, which comes in glass. And glass is better than plastic. You and I know why.
Yes.
It doesn't have all the bisphenols that are leaching into the water. I have one of these small bottles in my hand. It's 11 ounces. And I left one of them in the car, and we went to Fire Island. I left my car in the parking lot over the summer. And when we came back, the bottle was so hot that the water in it was like tea. It was just drinking tea. It was almost boiling. So imagine that kind of hot water in a plastic bottle. It just leaches all these chemicals right into the water. You drink it, and these bisphenols cause cancer. They've been shown to cause cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer. I mean, it just wreaks havoc in our bodies.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drink water, drink Mountain Valley spring water. It has naturally occurring calcium, magnesium, potassium, very alkaline, 7.8 pH. It tastes crispy, clear, like from a beautiful pond. You just put your hand in it and just sip it, like from a clear pond. It's just fantastic. So to your good health, doctor.
Thank you. You too.
It's good water.
Yeah, I had one the other night at the lecture. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. All right, so if we wanted to learn more about you, your practice, some of your approaches, you're a prolific writer. You have a lot of articles on your website. How do we learn more about you and what you're doing, maybe how we can work with you?
Well, my website is drdebay.com. That's drdebe.com. And my office phone number is 516-829-1515.
Now, let me, in the few minutes that we have left here, if I was your best friend, if I was your brother, and you could give me the one advice that can absolutely transform my health and my well-being based on all of your education, your experience, your training, what would that one thing be?
You asked me this last time, and I said the Mediterranean diet, and that's definitely one of my top picks. You know, taking a different approach, maybe have a thorough biochemical assessment to uncover your metabolic Achilles heel.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good because the average person is walking around with depleted vitamin D levels.
Yeah.
Mine was at 27, and it should be somewhere between, 80 and 100. And I took my son. His was, 27. So most people are depleted vitamin D levels, and that creates the context for so many different sicknesses and diseases that it's like there's a whole rainbow of stuff. So all you need to do is just fix that one thing, and it'll transform your life and health and your progression of health and wellness into the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, people can feel the difference. They might have alleviation of their depression by correcting a vitamin D deficiency, and it protects against autoimmune disease, which we were speaking about today. And it's really, it influences all the degenerative diseases. It's just that one nutrient, you're right, can make a huge difference.
Well, Dr. Bay, I just want to thank you so much for being on this program. I want to thank you for being a part of the Naval Expo, because you are truly one of the very important components to bringing and transforming the health and well-being of Long Island and then eventually America. And I'm very grateful to you for that.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be working with you.
There you go. Dr. Joseph DeBay. He has an office in Great Neck. Check him out. He's fantastic. I like him a lot. As we come to the end of this program, I just have one wish and one prayer. That may God give us the wisdom to protect our health from the drug pushers, the mangled care monopolies, and the compulsory medical Marxist. May the healthcare provider unify and take back the healthcare industry and may it happen within this decade. Thank you so much for joining us. Feel good. God bless. Bye-bye.
The Naval Talks each Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. on Radio AM 1240 WGBB. To find a Naval Wellness Center near you, or for more information about the upcoming Nutrition, Aesthetics, Vitality, Efficacy, Life, Miracle University, it's NavalExpo.com. Naval, it's where life comes from.